Is Iran trying to build a nuclear weapon? That's the question the international community has been asking now for a long time. Now it has more reason to suspect that it is. There are reports that Iran has tampered with seals put on its centrifuge equipment by the International Atomic Energy Agency, the UN agency delegated to deal with nuclear issues. To explain why Iran might do this, what it means, and what the international community plans to do about it, joining us now is Jim Walsh, an international security fellow, expert on terrorism at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. Thanks very much for being with us today.
Good afternoon, Neil.
First of all, what is it exactly that Iran has, according to reports coming out of Vienna, Iran has been accused of doing?
Well, it appears as if they have removed seals on equipment related to the enrichment of uranium. You know, to build a nuclear weapon, you can only do it with one of two materials, either plutonium or highly enriched uranium, and you need these centrifuges in order to make that highly enriched uranium. And previously, the International Atomic Energy Agency, the IAEA, went in as part of a deal and sealed off some of those machines, and it appears as if those seals have been broken.
If reports are accurate, the Iranians told the IAEA they were breaking these seals and going ahead to continue manufacturing these centrifuges. Why would that particular scenario, why?
Well, it's a great question, and unfortunately, there are a bunch of different possible answers. One of the answers may be that it's simply bargaining. They're trying to get a better position, some leverage, because there are upcoming talks with European foreign ministers this week on Iran's nuclear program. So it may be that they're raising the ante on the eve of talks to try to improve their bargaining position. But it might also be something internal to Iran. Iran is a government in which there are different centers of power, and power is very decentralized, very fractioned, and it may be that there are those who are pro-nuclear who want to progress with the program, sort of create facts on the ground that are hard to reverse later, and this may be part of what they're trying to do.
The last time a country broke seals on IAEA banned equipment was North Korea, which led to its withdrawal from the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Is this on that scale?
No, I would say the answer is no. First and foremost, because North Korea did not notify IAEA in advance that it was doing this. The reporting here suggests, out of Vienna, that Iran did in fact notify the agency that they plan to take this step. As long as Iran is transparent in what it does, as long as it notifies the agencies and follows its safeguards obligations, then it can't be found as being in violation. But if it hides what it's doing, if it's not forthcoming, if it takes steps without notifying the agency, then that would be a cause of action, and then you would have the Board of Governors meet, and then they could even refer the issue to the UN Security Council. But that did not happen in this case. Iran did notify IAEA beforehand.
There are other instances where Iran has been engaged in activities that it only disclosed after it was caught. The United States has long wanted to bring Iran before the United Nations Security Council for violations of its NPT commitments. Countries like Britain, France, and Germany have wanted to pursue the process with Iran, negotiations. If Iran is doing what it's accused of doing, does this push the European countries closer to the American position?
Well, it might, but I think it's going to be a difficult navigation here. The Iranians are a proud people. They are a proud country. I just returned from Rome for meeting with various Iranian officials to talk about the nuclear program. And if push comes to shove, there is the possibility that they would simply pull out of the NPT, the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Remember, the only reason why they are obliged to follow certain rules and regulations about their nuclear program is because they are a member of the treaty. If they pull out, then they are free to do whatever they want. Now, if they take that extraordinary step, they are certain to find that there are consequences. They won't be able to have the economic relationships or the trade relationships they want to have with Europe. But I think we need to balance both the need to be aggressive and to push for transparency, but not be so aggressive that we make them angry and in a fit of pride or a fit of sovereignty, they decide to pull out of the treaty. And that's going to be the tough job for the European diplomats when they meet later this week.
We just have a very few seconds left. The next step in this is the meeting that begins when?
It's rumored to begin on Thursday or Friday in a European capital.
Jim Walsh, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Neil.
Jim Walsh, International Security Fellow at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, and he joined us from his office in Cambridge, Massachusetts. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.